Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. All right, so today we talk about where to buy and sell Solana NFTs or Solana NFT marketplaces. All right, so NFTs, first of all, non-fungible tokens. They're a fun and exciting way to collect and trade digital assets. From well-known collections of themed artworks to unique music, playable gaming assets, virtual real estate, and so much more. If you want to use the high-speed, low-cost Solana blockchain, I like high-speed and low-cost, hello, for your NFT needs. It's really a smart way to save on the Ethereum gas fees, for sure. So here's a look at some of the biggest marketplaces to buy and sell Solana NFTs. First of all, we gotta take care of this up front. What is a Solana NFT? NFTs are, of course, a digital asset that works using digital wallets and blockchain technology, the same technology that powers cryptocurrencies. You need cryptocurrencies to pay for NFTs in most cases. While Ethereum is the most popular currency for NFTs, Solana is catching up, not that far behind. Solana NFTs are great for their fast processing times and low costs. You can do the same thing with Ethereum, but have to pay significantly more for each transaction. When you buy a Solana NFT, you are the sole owner of that digital creation. While anyone can view it, the blockchain lists your wallet as the owner, giving you the right to hold indefinitely or resell it to other people. Here are the seven best Solana NFT marketplaces. First, SolanArt. SolanArt has hosted more than 4.8 million SOL in sales as of this podcast. If you're into Solana NFTs, this is a site you should definitely know about. Popular collections on SolanArt include Degenerate Ape Academy, Aurori, Soulpunks, Galactic Gecko Space Garage, and Bold Badgers, all great names for heavy metal bands, by the way. With more than 2,000 transactions per day, it's a pretty busy marketplace. The site charges a 3% marketplace fee in SOL on every transaction, so make sure you have enough in your wallet to cover both the purchase price and the cost of the transaction itself. You can mint and sell on SolanArt or simply just use it as a collector. Digital Eyes is another one. So this one claims to be the first open NFT marketplace built on Solana. Popular collections include Soulstones, Re-Devils, Panda Pals, Soul, and Solana Piranhas. Solana Piranhas, just to name a few of them. So to sell on Digital Eyes, you'll have to go through an application process, but it's relatively straightforward to get up and running. Digital Eyes takes a 2.5% fee on all sales, and you'll have to pay Soul gas fees as well. You can browse to see solo creator works, explore by collection, or even check out new projects on the digital launchpad or mint calendar sections. The mint calendar, by the way, is great for anyone looking to get brand new Solana NFTs right away when released. SolSea is the next one we'll touch on. This one is a large, open Solana marketplace. It supports funding with FTX Pay and MoonPay if you don't already have a funded Solana wallet. It focuses on artwork NFTs primarily, including NFT collections, and it also offers ongoing royalties for creators. Huge! There's a 3% fee on every transaction, plus an artist-determined royalty fee. There are no other marketplace fees, though Solana network fees apply. Among other listings and features, it includes adult 18-plus filters for NFTs you might not want to share with your grandma. Magic Eden is the next one we'll talk about. So Magic Eden is a Solana NFT marketplace with collections, auctions, and a new creator launchpad, among lots of other features. The top collections at Magic Eden include Galactic Geckos, Degenerate Ape Academy, Shadowy Supercoder DAO, Aurori, and Thugbirds. Eden also offers its own Eden Games, three games where you can use NFTs during gameplay. The site takes a 2% fee on all transactions, with royalties paid to creators. There are no listing fees to add a new NFT to the Magic Eden marketplace. The next one we'll talk about, Soulport. Soulport is another big Solana NFT marketplace. So easy to use if you have an active funded Solana wallet. It supports buy now prices, auctions, and even offers for listings. Solport charges just a 2% fee to sellers using the platform. There are no listing fees either. Like some other marketplaces, Solport uses a rarity score to help you understand how much an NFT might be worth. But don't use any site's rarity calculation in a vacuum. It's a good idea to research similar NFTs to estimate the future value before buying. Just two more we'll talk about, and the next one is FTX. So global cryptocurrency exchange FTX also offers an NFT marketplace. Users are going to need to go to FTX.us version of FTX to access the NFT features. FTX NFTs are searchable and browsable, but the user interface isn't as easy to navigate as some of the dedicated NFT marketplaces for Solana. NFT fees are 2% charged to the seller. There's a $1 minimum to mint an NFT at FTX. Even if you don't like using it for NFTs, you might want to consider FTX as a cryptocurrency exchange for your Solana and other cryptocurrency needs. And the last one we'll cover today, Metaplex. Metaplex hosts NFTs, including art, gaming objects, and digital collectibles for Solana. Like Amazon sellers, Metaplex artists can create their own storefront listing their NFTs and digital projects. However, there are no extra fees beyond the standard platform charges. You can use Metaplex to create your own marketplace using the Metaplex software standard used to mint 7.5 million NFTs to date. Wow. So using Metaplex, by the way, you can set your buying and selling fees for your sub-marketplace. This is a very unique offering that kind of stands out from the others we've talked about today. Now, the pros and cons list of Solana NFTs and their marketplaces. First, the pros. It's a fun way to buy and sell digital collectibles. Big pro there. There are lower fees and faster transactions than Ethereum, and NFT ownership recorded on the Solana blockchain, which is huge. Now, three cons: highly speculative prices, of course, risks of losses, as there are for anything, and challenging to use for those without computer skills. Here's the bottom line. Solana NFTs are not for everyone, but if you're in the market for one, any of these marketplaces are going to do the trick for you. From popular collections to one-of-a-kind creations, NFTs can be a ton of fun to buy, sell, and own. But before you click the buy button, make sure you understand the full costs, risks, and how NFTs work. If you do, you should have a positive experience with Solana's NFTs. If you don't know how NFTs work, please check out cultofmoney.com, follow this podcast, continue to look for us on social media. We're on basically everything. We'll let you know what NFTs are, how you can get involved, how to buy, sell, evaluate risks, all of it. Again, it's at cultofmoney.com or just search for us on any social media channel. Thanks again for stopping by today. We hope it was helpful, and we'll talk to you again real soon.